Object 8. Prince enjoying music. Provenance, Golconda, Deccan. Time period, 1683 CE. Original medium, opaque watercolor and gold on paper. This miniature is from the Deccany school, whose most ardent patron was the polymath ruler Ibrahim Adil Shah II. The painting is divided into three registers. The outer border, or hashya, painted in royal blue, interspersed with flowers in gold. On touching, the blue can be felt by dotted patterns and the gold flowers are marked out by embossing. Eight such embossed flowers frame the central scene in the painting. The flowers have been simplified for better interpretation in tactile form. The second section is a thinner border in gold, also marked out by embossing. The main scene in the center evokes many senses, those of sight, hearing, and even smell. The setting is probably of an overcast monsoon sky with a sense of the impending rain. Inside the embossed frame, the top section is covered by a thundering mass of dark blue clouds, which can be felt as vertical lines with a wavy border. Seated in this environment are two figures engaged in the pleasures of a so-called lazy evening. This scene of music and monsoon takes place in a marble pavilion. On the left, there is a figure of a prince. He sits on a heavily decorated carpet and wears a printed turban and a fuchsia jama covered with floral motifs. You can feel the prints and the design on the jama and turbans by touching a textured pattern. The decorated carpet is shown with the embossed square border around the lower body of the prince. He is holding the flower in his left hand close to his nose to take in the perfume of a flower. You can feel a dagger placed next to him close to his folded legs. Other sign of a luxurious pastime, like a paan container, which is marked out by a wide-based bowl, is also placed on the carpet near him. To the viewer's right sits the dainty female musician. She is depicted smaller in size to emphasize the hierarchy between the figures. Scaling was a method employed frequently in all forms of plastic arts in India to indicate social positioning. She wears a gossamer thin veil and a pink skirt. She is marked out from the background by textured patterns across her garment. The female musician holds a tanpura to her right. The tanpura is very intricately decorated and the musician plucks on it with her henna-laden fingers. Here, the tanpura is marked out by embossing.